This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we celebrate Casey and Josh's marriage, let us worship God. Please be seated. We gather in the presence of God to give thanks for the gift of marriage, to witness the joining together of Casey and Josh, to surround them with our prayers and ask God's blessing upon them, so that they may be strengthened for their life together and nurtured in their love for God. God created us, male and female, and gave us marriage so that husband and wife may help and comfort each other, living faithfully together in plenty and in want, in joy and in sorrow, in sickness and in health, throughout all their days. God gave us marriage for the full expression of the love between a man and a woman. In marriage, a woman and a man belong to each other and with affection and tenderness freely give themselves to each other. God gave us marriage for the well-being of human society, for the ordering of family life, for the birth and nurture of children. God gave us marriage as a holy mystery, in which a man and a woman are joined together and become as one, just as Christ is one with the church. In marriage, a husband and wife are called to a new way of life, created, ordered, and blessed by God. This way of life must not be entered into carelessly or from selfish motives, but responsibly and prayerfully. We rejoice that marriage is given by God, blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ, and sustained by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, let marriage be held in honor by all. Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
My beautiful wife and myself.
Will you all join me in prayer? Gracious God, you are always faithful in your love for us. Look mercifully on Casey and Josh who've come seeking your blessing. Let your Holy Spirit rest upon them so that with steadfast love they may honor the promises they make this day through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen.
That whole chapter with the words that all of us are very familiar with. It says, and now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is this. May God bless you.
Faith, hope, and love abide, and the greatest of these is love. And you express your love in this way. Josh, I would ask you to declare your intent. Do you take Casey to be your wife? And will you love her faithfully as long as you both shall live? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Casey, will you have Josh to be your husband? And will you love him faithfully as long as you both shall live? If so, say, I do. And to you, their family and friends, give your blessing to Casey and Josh, and promise to do everything in your power to uphold them in their marriage. If so, answer together, we do.
We do.
Wow. You do, she do, you do, they do. How you feeling? This feels pretty good?
It does.
This is the wedding. It's supposed to feel good. This is the high point of what it means to be you and you, and very soon, us. Of course, a wedding is one thing, a marriage is quite another. And while this feels wonderful, not all moments of what will be your marriage starting in just a couple minutes feel this good. You're going to have to trust me on that, but I do polling for a living. Let me just ask those of you that are here, those of you that are here that have been married for longer than, let's say, 15 minutes, it doesn't always feel this good, does it? Who would agree? It does now and then. In fact, it does a lot. 1 Corinthians says, love bears and hopes, endures and believes. And your vows that you will repeat talk about sickness and in health, plenty and want, good times and not so good times. I want to give you at this moment in the wedding something to hold on to in your marriage to remind you that that's true. We have a little tradition in our family. There are three adult children now. The youngest is a girl, our daughter, and she has two older brothers. This sound familiar? And of course, in our family, she's the precious one. And in the run-up to Christmas or birthday or any other occasion where gifts are exchanged, she's the one that says, can I open one now, like a week in advance? I thought you might want to open one now, and so I brought you a gift, and I'm serious, I want you to open it right now. This is our little gift to you in the wedding to hold on to throughout your marriage. Let me explain what it is and tell you why I think it's important. It's a crystal ball, which you might say could tell the future, but more than that, it's a prism. And as a prism, it's something of a science lesson. Lights are coming through, sunlight, the light from the lights in the room, the spotlights, and it looks as though it's white. But when you see the light refracted through this prism, you see that white light is actually comprised of all the other colors in the rainbow. White light is not only white, but it's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. And I would contend for you now and give you opportunity to ponder today and throughout your marriage that just as white light is the sum of all colors, love is the sum of all feelings. The feelings that you're experiencing right now, it's in there. The feelings you will experience as anxiety, misunderstanding, anger and guilt, joy, ecstasy, peace, serenity. All of those feelings are in there. They're supposed to be. That's why love bears, hopes, believes, and endures. So, at some point in your marriage, maybe not quite 15 minutes from now, but at some point when things don't feel for you or you quite like it does at this moment, know that it's supposed to feel that way. And it's supposed to feel that way so the two of you can learn and grow And because you know all those feelings are supposed to be in there, it gives you not just the opportunity, but the obligation to talk to each other, to talk about what you're feeling at the highest truth you know, such that you can learn every day to grow and love and accept one another. This little prism, which comes to you in your wedding, is for your marriage, my prayer for you, that at the end of this day, and at the end of a week from today, and 30 years from now, it will remind you that all that you are, all that you've been, all that you've been through, it's all in there because it's supposed to be. And at the end of each day, may you be for each other a double rainbow. So now, Casey and Josh, since it is your intent to marry, your hands are joined. With your promises now, bind yourselves to one another as husband and wife. Josh, say these words as you look at Casey. I, Josh, take you, Casey.
I, Josh, take you, Casey.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
Sickness and health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance. According to God's holy ordinance.
I'm sorry.
And to you I pledge my faith.
And to you I pledge my faith.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
Casey, say these words. I, Casey, take you, Josh.
I, Casey.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
It's confusing.
And to you I pledge my faith.
And to you I pledge my faith.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
Your homework assignment is to read God's holy ordinance.
I will do that.
What do you each bring as a sign of your covenant and promises to each other?
A ring.
Let us pray. By your blessing, O God, may these rings be to Casey and Josh signs of unending love and faithfulness, reminding them of the covenant they have made this day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Josh, as you place this ring on Casey's finger, say these words. Casey, this ring I give you.
Casey, this ring I give you.
Is a sign of our constant faith.
Is a sign of our constant faith.
And abiding love.
And abiding love.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
Casey, as you place this ring on Josh's finger, say these words. Josh, this ring I give you.
Josh, this ring I give you.
Is a sign of our constant faith.
Is a sign of our constant faith.
And abiding love.
And abiding love.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, giver of all grace, look with favor upon your world and especially upon Casey and Josh. Grant, O God, that their joys may be doubled, since the joy of one is the joy of the other, that their burdens may be cut in half, since when they share, they divide the load. Bless this husband and this wife with faithfulness and devotion. Grant that their lives be so knit together in your will and their spirits in your spirit, that they may grow in love and peace with you and each other. May they seek you first, O God, for it is in loving you that they may love each other all the more. It is in being faithful to you that they will be ever faithful to each other. May they not expect perfection in the other, for that belongs only to you. May they be quick to minimize each other's weaknesses, swift to praise the points of strength in each other, and so always be able to see each other through a lover's kind and patient eyes. Give them courage when they hurt each other to recognize and confess their fault. Give them the grace to seek your forgiveness and so to forgive each other. Give them enough tears to keep them tender, enough hurts to keep them humble, enough failure to keep their hands clenched tightly in your hand, and enough success and joy to make sure they walk with you. Grant, O Lord, that at each day's end they may be found as they are now, hand in hand, thanking you for each other. Grant, O Lord, that all who've witnessed these vows today may find their lives strengthened, and all who are married may depart with their own promises renewed. All this we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us all to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. A marriage brings together two individuals with separate lives. These candles before us symbolize the union of your marriage. The two outer candles represent the two of you, Casey and Josh, as individuals. The center candle, which you will light together, represents the unity which will continue to develop as you're married. The external candles remain lit to show that even in your unity, you may also remain individuals. Before God, and in the presence of these people, Casey and Josh have made their solemn vows to each other. They've confirmed their promises by the joining of hands and by the giving and receiving of rings. Therefore, I proclaim that they are now husband and wife. Blessed be the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Those whom God has joined together, let no one separate. You may now kiss the bride. As God's own, Casey and Josh, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, and patience, forgiving one another as the Lord has forgiven you, and crown all things with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you always his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go in peace. Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Josh and Casey Tabor.